Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. You would have seen earlier this morning put up a post of the NRL Roast talking about the Trbojevic brothers or the Stewart brothers. Obviously a bit of recency bias when it comes to the Trbojevic brothers, especially off the back of Tom's potentially greatest season ever. If it's not the greatest season ever, it's got to be in the top five at absolute worst. I think you could only really put Hainsey and Barber in front of it. Probably the thing that hurts his season is that he didn't go on to win the premiership, nor did he go on to play in the grand final. In fact, they went 1-2 in the finals, which really hurts that sort of legacy as far as the best seasons ever go. But when you look back at the career of the Stewart brothers, obviously played their entire career at the Manly Seagulls, except for Glenn, spent the last year or so at South Sydney, but it's sort of like the end of MJ's career. No one overly remembers it. They are Manly boys through and through. They were, you know, hyper successful when at Manly, and they really were what the Manly Seagulls were about. So for me, when it came to this one, I understand the Trbojevic's. They have this high-end potential that is like very few others. You know what you're going to get out of Jake week in, week out. You know what you're going to get out of Jake week in, week out for the next 5 or 6 years, however longer his career goes through. He's 27 right now. The wild card here is Tom. I mean, we just saw him have arguably the greatest season ever. As we said, if not, it's right up there, the very best of them. You know, the potential on him's just crazy. I don't even know if we've seen his best footy. You'd have to assume we have, but that's not definite. Yeah, we could still see more out of Tom. He's still got to own the big stages. He's shown in the Origin arena that he's capable of doing it. He's got to come back to Clubland and really do that in a final series. He's got to own a final series. And for me, I pick the Stewart brothers because they've got the runs on the board. They've got two premierships, yeah. These two, they won two premierships in their first 150 games, and they played a role in both of those premierships as well. 2008, they obviously beat the Melbourne Storm, 40-0, unreal. But it was 2011, that's the premiership that I look back and I go, that premiership, it belongs to the Stewart brothers, yeah. They were unbelievable. You obviously had Brett Stewart. I believe he scored the first try in that game. You also had Glenn Stewart. He scored one himself, laid on another, and won the Clive Churchill medal. So his fingerprints were all over that game. He was sensational in it. Winning matters. Yeah, I know sometimes we look at high-end ability of guys and we sort of ignore the facts and whatnot, but winning matters. So for me, right now, I have to go the Stewarts. I can't really even consider not going the Stewarts. They are proven winners. They've shown on the biggest stages that they will deliver. Two premierships in their first 150 games, which is pretty incredible. For each player we go through, Glenn Stewart, he played 203 games with the Manly Seagulls and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Two premierships, one Clive Churchill. Pretty impressive, yeah. Brett Stewart played from 2003 to 2016, 233 games, so 30 more games than his brother. He obviously played them all at the Manly Seagulls as well. Two premierships, and he scored 163 tries, which is the seventh most tries ever in rugby league history. Scored the vast majority of them at Brookvale. I would estimate probably 100 of them. Also at Brookvale, Manly fans will have the numbers, or the Hello Sport boys, they'll have the exact numbers. But pretty impressive to have Glenn Stewart, who is one of the most creative forwards we've ever seen. I would put him right up there with Jimmy Dimmock and these sort of guys. Personally, I think Glenn Stewart would be better in the modern game than when he actually played, which is a scary thought. Combine that with Brett Stewart, one of the best fullbacks our game has seen. Criminally underrated, in my opinion, to finish 7th overall in all-time try scorers in rugby league. That's pretty damn impressive. They were in a good side, no doubt about it. No one's arguing that that Manly side that these boys played in wasn't great, but let's not pretend like these two weren't critical to their success, yeah? Glenn Stewart, he was like a second 5'8 on the field. He was sensational, always controlled that right side of the ruck. Brett Stewart, he was just a juggernaut at fullback, yeah? He might not be like Tommy Turbo or run over the top of you. He might not be like Anthony Minichiello or he'd bounce off 5 and 6 tackles. He didn't even have the high-end ball-playing ability of like a Billy Slater, Carmichael Hunt, these sort of guys. But Brett Stewart, he was a little bit unorthodox, but he would always be in the right place at the right time. The ball would always bounce to him. Defensively, he was always great. So, very underrated in my opinion, Brett Stewart. If you're going off highlights reels, you go Tommy Turbo every day of the week. And out of these four, Turbo probably is the best footballer based on this season. Unbelievable. Definitely the best season that any of these four guys has ever had, probably will ever have, outside of Tom outdoing himself in the future, which is possible. There's no doubt about that. But for me, you compare it to the Trbojevic's, it's a very impressive resume. Tommy debuted in 2015. He's played 114 games. That probably should be up around the 150-game mark if it wasn't for injuries and whatnot. He scored 76 tries in his career so far. So 76 tries from 114 games. He scored 28 of those 76 tries in the last 18 games of football in 2021. So pretty impressive strike rate there. Yeah, I mean, it's near impossible to keep that up. But this season was unbelievable. 28 tries from 18 games. He obviously won the Dally M medal this year. A Dally M medal is something that he has, the other guys don't. It's also probably the most amazing Dally M medal we've ever seen. From 18 games, I've spoken about this a little bit. I think he was going at 2.3 Dally M points per game. If he would have played 24 games that season, he would have got 50 Dally M points. The record is 36. So a very impressive season from Tommy Turbo. He has been injured the last few years, but when he is fully fit, we know what he's capable of doing. We know that he's more than capable of being the best player in this competition. He was the best player in the competition this year by a country mile, but didn't deliver in finals. Now, his record in the finals, 1 win, 3 losses for Tommy Trbojevic. So he's really got to turn that around. That's what sort of decides this one for me. I can't look past winning on the big stages, delivering on the big stages. Is his team as good as the Manly side years ago? No, it's not. I understand that. But you've still got to take into account the impact that Brett and Glenn had on that team. They were the keys that held that team together. They were the glue that held that team together. And that matters for me. Jake Trbojevic, he's not that high-end ability sort of guy like Brett, like Tom, like Glenn. The closest comparison is Glenn Stewart, obviously, but Glenn's ball-playing ability was sensational. Jake's is great as well, don't get me wrong, but I think if you put Glenn Stewart into today's game, automatically he becomes a top-three lock, without a doubt, straight away. Jake is there and thereabouts. Potentially guys like Victor Radley, like Isaiah Yeo, like Cam Murray, these guys have maybe jumped ahead of him. You could still argue Jake should be there, but I think he's one of those guys that he's probably sitting 4th or 5th at the moment. I think if you put Glenn Stewart into the modern day game right now, he probably jumps on top of Jake. I think you'll see Jake shift more into a front rower sort of role than a 13 role over the next few years. That's not taking anything away from Jake, though. That doesn't make him a lesser player or anything like that. He debuted in 2013. He's played 162 first grade games. He's played a heap of games for New South Wales, I believe it's 13, which I think is more than Glenn and Brett combined, so there is that aspect to it. He's played about 7 games for the Kangaroos, but you've got to consider that he would have been an automatic in the Kangaroos side over the last 2 years when there was COVID and there was no Kangaroo test matches on. So rep games and everything, it favours the Trbojevic's over the Stewarts. Success in first grade in the NRL, achieving what you set out to achieve, at the moment, it's advantage to Glenn and Brett. Now, the Trbojevic's careers aren't over. They're about halfway through. So you look at these two guys. Jake, he is 27 years old. So let's say he plays to 33. He's got 6 more seasons left under his belt, yeah? Could have more, could have less. Let's average it out and say about 6. Tom, 25 years old. Let's say he plays till he's 33. He's got about 8 more seasons left, yeah? Premierships are hard to win. There's no doubt about it. They haven't won one yet, which is fine. They could win the next 6 in a row for all you know. You don't know how this is going to play out. It's unlikely, but God knows how many premierships Tom Trbojevic could win over the next few years. He has to overcome that next step of dominating in a final series, though, which he hasn't quite been able to do. He has got a good team. Does he have an all-time great team? No, he doesn't. But this is what the great players do. They pull those guys up. They take them to the next level. Tommy did that this season in the regular season. There's no doubt about that. Every single player on that field improved out of sight when Tommy Turbo was on the park. But he's got to do it in finals footy now where it matters. And this is the big test for Turbo moving forward. And this is why I've got to side with Glenn and Brett Stewart at the moment. You consider, in Glenn and Brett Stewart's first 150 games of their career, they won two premierships, yeah? You've now seen Jake play 162 first-grade games. He's won two finals games. He's lost four, yeah? So that record, it's nowhere near where the Stewart brothers were, where they were at the same point in their career. Turbo, he's only played 114 first-grade games, so he's got about 50 games to go, or about, 46 games to go, which is 2.5 seasons until he hits that 150-game mark. In which case, the Stewarts, they'd already won two premierships in that time. So right now, based on where the Trbojevićs are, they're probably a little bit behind the eight ball when it comes to comparing them to the Stewarts. Not that it's a completely fair comparison, and I understand that. But these boys, they have got some work to do if they are going to catch Glenn and Brett. For me, when I look at it, Turbo, he's probably the best footballer out of all these guys. He's got the best high-end ability. The next guy for me, it would have to be Glenn Stewart. Gifty, he would be second. Then I've probably got Brett and Jake at about even. But I don't think there's any doubt that Turbo, all round, he's probably a better footballer than Brett. I think Gifty was a better footballer than Jake. So this one is really close, and this is going to be an interesting little comparison to watch over the next few years. Probably isn't fair on the Trbojevic boys that we're comparing them to Glenn and Brett.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
But it's the reality of it. We're always going to look at this sort of stuff, especially because they are in the same club, they're in the same system, and they kind of handed the keys over to these guys. We know that Tom Trbojevic worked under Brett Stewart, so it really was a changing of the guard sort of moment to get two brothers that have come through the Manly system, they leave, and another two brothers come through that are Manly through and through. Granted, the Stewart boys, they were from Wollongong, they are South Coast boys, but they adopted Manly, and it is their home now. So, very interesting times moving forward. Roasty, he put up a really good argument, sort of looked at the funnier side of how much good blokes Tom and Jake are, which is 100% a fair shout. But for me, winning matters. Winning matters in first grade football. I know sometimes we overlook it a touch, or we want to look at highlight reels or, you know, individual awards or whatever it might be, but winning matters to me. Glenn and Brett, they were proven winners on the big stages, and on the big stages, they tended to be some of the best players in the game. Look back at the 2011 grand final. Glenn was the best on the field, and fuck, I'll give it away if Brett wasn't in the top three players on the field as well. Brett was taken out of the 2008 grand final or 7 grand final, which one of those two I can't remember, but you also need to consider that in their first 150 games, they won two premierships. They also lost another grand final, so they made three grand final day appearances. They also featured in the 2013 grand final. So that's four times the Stewart brothers went to grand final day. They won two of them. Here we are. We've got Tom and Jake, who are supreme footballers, unbelievable talents. They haven't appeared on grand final day yet, so they've definitely got some history to chase down. Big boots to step into, no doubt about it. Once again, probably not fair to be comparing these guys, but we are going to do it. It is an interesting topic of conversation. We are going to do it for the rest of their careers because they are the Manly brothers that came after the OG Manly brothers. Really interesting to watch how this one plays out over the next few years. For me right now, I've got Glenn and Brett Stewart. The Trbojevićs, though, they could easily overtake these guys over the next few years.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.